Good morning, sleepyhead. Oh, no, relax. I'm not a burglar. I'm the one who brought you home last night. You probably don't remember since you were passed out. Completely drunk. That's why your head hurts so much today. Honestly, I was surprised. I mean, a good Christian boy like you going to a big university house party and getting hammered? What would the big man upstairs think? Oh, of course. Where are my manners? Well, simply put, I'm your guardian angel, commanded by the Lord God Almighty, blessed be his holy name, to watch over and protect you. Boy, did I have my work cut out for me last night. Got yourself into some real hot water. I'm not surprised you don't remember with how much beer that girl got you to drink, but I was watching the whole time. So you went to this party and you met a girl. Nice girl, or so she seemed. You got talking, and eventually she offered you a beer, and then another, and another, and another, and eventually the two of you went off to one of the bedrooms. I mean, you could barely walk, but that did not matter to her. She laid you down and she had her way with you. Yes, premarital sex is a sin, but that's not the worst part, because that girl wasn't any ordinary girl. She was a succubus. Yeah, I know, bad. And it's true what they say about succubi. They want to fuck, I mean, they want to, fornicate with you in order to steal your soul, but it's not really theft. I mean, kind of. You see, a succubus can't just take your soul. You have to give it to her willingly. You have to consent to her taking it. Oh, you'd be surprised what people are willing to agree to after they've been given the most amazing series of orgasms in their entire life. In the throes of passion, they'll agree to anything. But by the time they come to their senses, it's already too late. Succubi really are masters of deception. They'll do anything to make you give them your soul. Anyway, that's where I came in, if you'll pardon the pun. I burst in, got that servant of Satan off of you before she could get you to surrender your soul. So don't worry, she won't bother you anymore. You're completely safe with me now. Right, so what happens now about that? You didn't give up your soul, but it is still tainted. I mean, you have sex with a succubus after all, so you're just drenched in sin. And the big G doesn't look too kindly on that. So if you die, you'd go straight to hell. Oh, no, calm down. Don't panic. That's why I'm here. We're gonna fix it. Your soul is tainted, but I'm your guardian angel. I'm a heavenly being, which means I can cleanse your soul. Well, duh, we're gonna have sex. I mean, sex got you into this, and now it's gonna get you out of it. Of course I'm serious. I mean, so what if it's not in the Bible? Who do you trust more? A book written thousands of years ago by mortals, or your guardian angel who's actually met God personally? That's better. Now then, no more close. Good. Now lay back and prepare for an experience you will never forget. How's that, baby? Much better than that bitch last night, right? Look at that nice religious cock of yours, all big and swollen. I'm going to show you pleasure beyond your comprehension, and I'm going to love every minute of it. Okay, now let's get you inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you like that? Good. Oh, I need a minute to get all of you in me. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Good Christian boy. Bet God really loves you. He'd hate to see a succubus corrupt you, take your soul. Don't worry, when I'm done with you, everything will be just fine. Just gonna slide up and down that big cock of yours, yeah. Oh, you're sensitive, aren't you? You gonna come already? Yeah? Good boy. Come for me. come for me now. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. There you go. Oh, there you go. Don't think I'm done with you, though. Not by a long shot. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's good. Such a good little virgin. Fucking love fucking virgins. Especially good little religious virgins like you, baby. You're so fucking tasty. So pure. So innocent. So mine. Oh. Oh. Oh, you're hard again, aren't you, baby? Oh. Oh. That's it. You want to come again? Oh, go ahead. Give it all to me. Give me everything. Fuck. Oh, I just feel you pulsing inside me. You just want to keep going, don't you? Oh, that's it. You keep coming. You keep coming. I want it all from you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come again. That's it. That's it. Again, baby. Again. Ugh. Oh, you want me to give you more? More pleasure? More than you can handle? I know you do. Oh, I'll give it to you. Give it all to me. Oh, yeah, that's it, mortal. Look how exhausted you are. I'm draining fucking dry. You want more, don't you? You want all of it. Well, I want it all, too. I want all of you. Give me your soul, mortal. I need it. Oh, I need it to complete my mission. Give me your soul, baby. Can I have your soul? I need your consent, baby. Say I can have it. Say it. Give me your soul. Oh. Oh, yes, that's it. Give it to me, mortal. Give me your whole soul, baby. Oh. 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 It never fails to amuse me how easy mortal men are to manipulate. That's for making it so difficult for me, mortal. Oh, what's that? You're confused. You feel sick? I'm not surprised. Your sad, pathetic little body could barely handle a fucking that intense. And besides, it just lost a very important part. Your soul. Oh, you poor, foolish mortal. I can't believe you fell for that guardian angel act. You're even dumber than you look. Haven't you figured it out yet? Well, then let me spell it out for you. I'm a succubus, and I just took your soul. Allow me to explain. I've been watching you for a while, lusting after your soul. Virgin boys are the tastiest, but a virgin boy who's religious? Highly religious. You were a banquet fit for the Lord Satan himself. But I knew you wouldn't give it to me willingly. Too much of a goody-two-shoes for that, so I had to be sneaky. That girl you met last night? She was one of my servants. I commanded her to get you drunk. Thought it might loosen you up so I could fuck you and get you to slip up and give me your soul. But what happened? You're a fucking lightweight and you didn't even stay conscious long enough for me to fuck you, let alone harvest your soul. So I decided to go for a different strategy. Brought you here, pretended to be your guardian angel, because I knew someone like you could never say no to one of God's servants. Oh, if you could only see your face right now. Although I bet you can barely see anything. You look so weak, dehydrated, worn out, soulless. Not a good state to be in. So let me tell you what's going to happen now. Pretty soon, your body's going to give in and you'll die. So sad. But don't worry, because I've got your soul all nice and safe. Just gonna throw it down to the dungeons in my palace, and you can writhe away in agony with all the other foolish mortals who were stupid enough to have sex with a succubus. Maybe I'll let you out one day, if I need a stupid mortal to do my bidding. After all, I'll need someone to help me to trick other stupid mortals into bed with me, so. Actually, that reminds me, after I'm done here with you, I think I'll go fuck your roommate. He's not a virgin, but I think he'll make a nice dessert anyway. Uh.